Rainbow trout resistant to whirling disease are released in the North Tongue River in the Sheridan region. That's up next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Back in July, approximately 2,000 Gunnison River Hofer Cross rainbow trout from the Pitkin State Fish Hatchery in Colorado were released into the North Tongue River in the Sheridan region. These fish possess a unique genetic trait. They are resistant to the impacts of whirling disease. The release is the latest of several management actions aimed at reversing a long-term decline in rainbow trout populations of this popular fishery. Rainbow trout were stocked in the river from the 1970s to the 1990s and became mostly self-sustaining, but over the past several years, the population has declined. Sheridan Region Fisheries biologist Andrew Nykirk says we've documented a downward trend for rainbows in both numbers of fish per mile and pounds of fish per mile over the past 15 years. He says wild populations ebb and flow sometimes drastically, but generally stabilize over time. So far, Nykirk says this hasn't happened on the North Tongue, so fish managers have taken a multi-pronged approach to address the decline, extending catch and release section of the river beginning in 2022 and stocking extra fish when available. Myxobolus cerebralis is the parasite that causes whirling disease. When established in a water body, tubifex worms host the parasite where it transforms from a spore into a triactinomyxon, or TAM, which is released into the water. When they come into contact with a fish, they embed in the body. The TAMs attack soft cartilage of young fish, primarily in the head and spine, making spores. Infected fish then show neurologic damage, physical deformities, black tails, and often swim in circles, making them more vulnerable to predation and impacting their ability to eat. When the fish dies and decays, the spores are released, repeating the cycle. Myxobolus cerebralis was first documented in the North Tongue by the department's Fish Health Laboratory in 2020. Whirling disease appears to be having a potentially big impact on the decline of the North Tongue fishery. Part of a combination of factors, not just whirling disease, including the natural ups and downs of a population, anchor ice or high stream flows, changes to invertebrate population, available spawning habitat, and others. High angler use could also be contributing. The North Tongue is sampled on even years, so in 2026, Nykirk says we'll get a first indication of the possible success of the stocking. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.